broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, good morning. It is going to be a little cloudy, a little rainy. We'll have northerly winds, then become variable winds, then become northerly winds. And right now it's pretty still. Looks like a great day to go and play a round of golf. But we've got Mark Rolfing coming into the clubhouse. You want to stand by? Diana DeLucia calling in from Mexico and her golf kitchen, Punta Mita, a huge success. From Ireland, Phil O'Connell, fairways and fun days on our The Golf Club Radio Show 2019 trip to Ireland. Yes, we're exploring the wild Atlantic Way today. And from Australia, Brad Davis and his golf jet package of balls and tees and gloves and hat, towel, delivery service, a nice gift for mom or dad. So let's get right with it and thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots. Concrete-colored floors and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, we were just listening to the Animals, House of the Rising Sun, New Orleans. That's where they're playing right now. Zurich Classic of New Orleans, and they've got their walk-on songs, okay? The guys who made the cut, they all got to choose a song for the team to walk up to, you know? And I'm looking at all these different walk-on songs, and I'm thinking, where's Champions? We Are the Champions by Queen. What's the perfect song? Maybe that's too, you know, I don't know, in your face. But let's ask Mark Rolfing. The question I've been asking, on Twitter and Facebook is, where is Mark Rolfing's walk-on song? Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Well, it's got to be Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Hey!
I know it's a little bit early for that, so why not?
Yes, why not indeed? I mean, they've got Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, and I like this KJ Choi and Charlie Wee had Gangnam Style going in. And, of course, Tyrone Van Aswegen and Retief Goosen from Africa, they were playing, rather, from South Africa, they were using Toto's Africa for their walk-on song. A real eclectic collection of different kinds of music to bring them on, and some of it quite funny, of course, and some of it just really wonderful. The Irish, Patrick Harrington, Shane Lowry chose Beautiful Day by U2. So a whole lot of fun in New Orleans. You know, we've got moms and dads out golfing, kids taking over Augusta National for the drive chip putt one day a year. We've got these walk-on songs on the PGA Tour. We've got the PGA Tour acquiescing. You can take your cell phone, take your pictures, take your videos. Just make sure it's on silent. I don't use them to make money. We've got golf entertainment centers where lines are expected and happily tolerated because it's all about fun and friends and food and drink and playing a fun game called golf. All of this is happening now in this world of golf. And Mark Rolfing, we're talking today a little bit about public golf and our public access, our municipal golf courses, and courses like Olomana, where you can go and play an affordable round of golf, and how important it is to the industry.
Well, how important it used to be the industry. I don't think you can go play golf at Olomana anymore, Danielle, but you know, whether it's walk-up music or any of the things that you're talking about, cell phones, videos, the world is changing. And golf has been a very slow and stubborn game, you know, to change. It's a game that's steeped on tradition. You know, there are still many, many parts of the world where, you know, they'll fight change even to the point where women aren't allowed in clubhouses and have to have tea times on Tuesday afternoons, not Tuesday mornings. They just haven't changed with the world. And because of that, you know, it's put the future of the game and the sustainability in jeopardy. And, you know, the European Tour really is so far ahead of America when it comes to things like walk-on music. They've got, you know, these great sixes matches that they play under the lights, you know, with walk-on music while it's going on, not while they're walking on, while they're playing. So, you know, I think everybody's pretty much come to the conclusion that golf has to change a little faster, just like the NFL has, like the NBA has, and you're starting to see it now, and the question is, can golf catch up? And obviously, you know, a situation like what's happened at Olamana, it wasn't thought through in advance far enough and got caught, and it's going to be tough to catch up now that the course is closed.
Well, yeah, I got good news for you. I've got really good news. I finally got in touch with Ed Kageyama yesterday in the evening, very late in the evening, and yesterday they managed to get... they managed to get some of their golf course holes open. Not all of them. They have two that are definitely in need of a lot of tender loving care because of the five storms that came down across Olomana bringing that mud. Most recently, of course, the one that just knocked out people in the Kailua Kaneohe area. Of course, Kulio'o, parts of Aina Haina. People are cleaning up today. There are people out volunteering their time to help some, you know, get it in there and get the mold that's building up in some of the elderly people's homes out. So it's a huge community event. So these five flooding events, including Darby and this past unnamed monster that wiped us out on the north shore of Kauai as well. So Olomana now can be played. It's open for business today. After talking with Ed Kageyama, who, by the way, he said, I'm not an owner. I'm an employee. He told me that as of yesterday, 11 holes were open. The driving range is open. The pro shop is open. Casey Nakama's development center is open. By next Friday, he'll have 16 holes open for play. The restaurant is not open for business yet, so bring your snacks and beverages. This is Olomana. But there is about 4 inches of mud on holes 14 and 3. And until that mud is dried, he says, it really can't be shoveled away because I guess moving moist mud will just destroy what the root balls of the earth, you know, the grass underneath. So they're waiting for some of this to dry out. It's going to take a while, not months. But this is the good news that we finally got when we heard that they had done some reorganization and everyone's being paid. That's not an issue anymore. The DNLR is, they had a conversation. It's no longer on their list of things to do. They had a public list that was taken off on Wednesday. So things are looking up with Olomana. And as Ed said to me, he said his goal is to make golf at Olomana affordable so that, he said, as Danielle saves up her money to play once a year, she can come and play once a week at Olomana because I want to keep it at an affordable price so that we can all play golf when we want to, make Olomana that place where you can go. In addition to our municipal golf courses here on Oahu, we're lucky we have so many.
Yeah, that's really good news. And I applaud Ed for taking the, you know, what's going to be a pretty aggressive move to get that thing up and going again. So that is really good news. But let's just all take this as a lesson and get ourselves prepared. You know, we're obviously going through a climate change cycle out here. It's been 2 years from now when you take a look at the weather patterns, and this is the way it's going to be. So I think flood mitigation issues that were never part of anybody's plan. It wasn't for the, I'm up at the plantation course right now. We never had to worry about flooding up here for, you know, 40 years, and all of a sudden we have to worry about it now. So things are changing, and we just got to get ahead of the curve and not sort of be behind it and react. We got to be proactive.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator for Golf Channel and NBC Sports, president and founder of the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance, a proponent of affordable golf, of course, a game that is accessible in terms of affordability and time demands. And that's where I want to go, you know, accessible in terms of affordability and the time demands that we have on us today. We can't necessarily take 6 hours out of the day. And that doesn't include the getting ready to go and the coming home and driving home and then unpacking. And it's almost a day-long operation to go and play golf. And it shouldn't be in the days of yore. Many, many moons ago, people would just grab their bag and walk on and go play. It's become very complicated with the carts and everything. It seems like it needs to be made simpler and just easier. Am I off the rocker here?
No. No, you know, successful businesses, Danielle, adapt to consumer needs and desires. That's the only way you can exist in today's business world. You have to be able to adapt. And our consumers have changed. They've changed the amount of time they have. And so the game itself needs to change and adapt, and it hasn't been able to do that. There's the three fundamental problems facing the golf industry today are the same problems that they were 10 years ago. It takes too long, the game is too difficult, and it's too expensive. So how do you deal with those three issues? Can you solve them all? You'd be surprised if you took a look at initiatives that are being instituted that can solve more than one. For example, if you start changing your maintenance pattern and not putting so much water down on golf courses, you start saving money on your maintenance costs. And then you can transfer that savings onto the consumer. But what people don't understand is the less water you put on a golf course and the firmer a golf course is, the better people are going to play. So the other two problems are solved by doing that. The folks are going to play better with firmer ground, and because they're playing better, they're going to play faster. So a lot of times people are going to see that all three of the big issues facing the game can be solved by a single initiative.
And then you take away the green, which isn't a bad thing because the ball can roll without having all of the grass that's stopping it from going a little extra 20, 30 yards of roll.
Well, for sure. And when you're designing courses, or we're going through a number of golf course renovations in Hawaii right now, and when even if Ed Tagiyama is, you know, doing any kind of renovation at all at Olamana, if you have your openings to your greens in the front of the greens where people can bounce the ball up and roll the ball up, it just makes the game so much easier and faster. And then you put a cart element in. Carts, golf carts slow down play considerably. People don't understand that. But first of all, adding the element of trying to drive a golf cart to a group of golfers just adds time to it. But when the greens aren't open in the front and you can't bounce the ball onto a green, people are forced to take a cart out in front of the green to see what kind of a shot they have or what club they're going to use or whatever it is in the bunkers and stuff. Then they play the shot. Then they have to get back in the cart and drive it all the way back over to the path and around the back of the green. By opening up the front of the greens, you're going to make the game easier, more enjoyable, take less time, and it solves a number of problems. So that's the way we have to be thinking when we're looking at all these situations now, and it's even more exacerbated with public golf.
Okay, exacerbated with public golf. I want to get to that, but for just there's, I know there's a person out there thinking right now, because I can feel him, and maybe it's my own mind, saying, yeah, but, you know, walking that whole distance instead of being able to ride, do I really have to walk? You really do walk anyway, because you're going back and forth to the golf cart to get whatever you need.
Yeah, walking, if you look at the overall time spent walking, if you've got four players in a group, you can walk faster than driving the cart sideways and going to different balls. But
yes,
more importantly,
yes.
For example, if you're walking on a golf course and you walk up to a green, you can be reading the putt when you're walking up to the green because your feet are going to feel whether the front of that green is lower than the back of that green. When you enter a green from a golf cart in the back, you have no idea what the overall slope of the green is. So therefore, it's going to take you longer to read the green. You've been watching the Masters on TV, and you see how the pros do it, so you're going to do it the way they do it anyway. But you're going to have a feel for the green and the slope if you're walking that you don't have if you're in a cart. So that's going to speed things up by walking.
That was one of the best tips we've ever gotten. Approaching the green on your feet so you can see the read of the green and the roll and the flow, and that's beautiful, Mark. Thank you. Now, let's go back to what you were talking about, public golf courses. What's different about the public golf course?
What's different about the public golf course is a couple of things. Typically, the players have less disposable income and less time to conduct their activities. Country club golfers and private club golfers either have made enough money or are retired or whatever it is that they can take all day if they want to play golf. And golf is more of a social game, and they'll have lunch at the club and they'll do all kinds of things like that. The public golfer is going purely for the enjoyment of the game. And, you know, if, if they're bellmen, let's say, working at a hotel, they're going to have strange hours or different hours. Or businessmen, you know, in urban settings. You may have a businessman who's got an hour and a half lunch break, and he wants to go play golf so he can get out and get some exercise. You've seen people walk at lunch now a lot more than they used to. And we have no mechanism that allows anybody to go play golf for an hour and a half. If you can play six holes in an hour and a half, why wouldn't you discharge somebody for playing six holes of golf and let them go play? That's not that difficult to figure out, but yet golf's pretty stubborn and reluctant resistant to do those kind of things.
It's kind of like golf by the hole.
Almost everything else you pay in your life right now is based on the amount of time that it takes you to do it. We are a time-sensitive society right now. And whether it's, you know, in meals, a five-course French meal costs way more than McDonald's. And a lot of that is because the amount of time it takes to cook it and experience, which, you know, impacts volume and all kinds of things. So, yeah, I think we should be able to pay by time. You do it with travel, for example. You get train rides or plane rides. The longer you fly, the more it's going to cost you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, can I ask you specifically about one golf course here on Oahu that I don't hear much about and I keep hearing we're going to do something with Eva Villages. Like, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it up. Yeah, you're talking a lot with the folks in charge of our city municipal courses here on Oahu. Have you heard anything?
Well, yeah, I think we are going to fix Eva Villages up because, you know, whether I'm involved or not, you know, the golf consumer expects a product worthy of the money that he has to pay to play golf. And there are six municipal courses that stretch all the way from Kahuku to Alawai, you know, that have been around for a long, long time and are in need of restoration. We're sitting here at the Plantation course right now, and everybody's saying, you know, why are you going to restore the Plantation course? You know, it's brand new. Well, it's not brand new. It's 30 years old, and 30 years in the life of a golf course is a really long life. And so in order for the Plantation course to stay sustainable, it needs a renovation. And it'll be the same thing with Eva Villages and Kahuku and a lot of other places. And it's not just making the courses prettier, you know, or introducing new elements of design. It's more, you know, just keeping the courses up to industry standards when it comes to things like irrigation and things like that. So I think that there will be some upgrades. The city is very bullish on their golf program. They feel like an important part of, you know, the business that they do in the city and county of Honolulu, and they really are very, very interested in making sure that their six facilities are top-of-the-line facilities.
They certainly could funnel a lot of our visitors. Over 900,000 came just recently. You know, we're about to top a million. It's a phenomenal number. But I was just happened to be in a budget meeting. Enterprise Services happened to be presenting and talking about what they need. And there's a lot of, you know, give and take with the city council. Where is this money going to come from, of course, is a big question. And I know you've been working on an entertainment facility that could be at the Alawai that could generate a lot of money that would go then back into the golf courses, our municipal courses, and do some of the things that needs to be done. Have you heard any progress being made on that front?
Well, sure. There's a lot of progress being made, and I think the decision is certainly imminent. I don't think it's going to be very far off here. It's a very complicated issue when you look at it. You've got the city and county of Honolulu that owns and operates the courses, and then in the case of Alawai Golf Course, you've got the state that owns the land. So it's not something that you can just kind of waltz in there and all of a sudden say, oh, here's what we're going to do and wave a magic wand and do it. But I think when you take a look at golf, and I'm back to what I was saying before, the key to sustainability for public golf is creating new revenue sources. Public golf is simply not going to be able to exist on green fees alone, because in order to do that, you would have to raise the green fees to a point where the local people couldn't afford it, and nobody wants to see that. It would defeat the purpose of having public golf. Therefore, the solution without a doubt, is to create new revenue sources. And that's what's being analyzed, not just at Alawife, but pretty much everywhere. What kind of new revenue sources can be created to supplement Greenpeace to allow the city and county of Honolulu to keep their facilities affordable?
I absolutely understand what you mean, and I'm not sure. I'm just going to introduce this. I read an interesting, it was an article in Golf Course Magazine. Golf facilities, an underutilized resource. And they were talking about Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Iceland, Greenland, the Faroe Islands, that whole Nordic area. What they do is they add cycling to the golf courses. Some of them a 100-year-old golf course, for instance, has horseback riding trails, and they have a nature preserve that they're sitting inside, so that they're accustomed to being in a nature preserve. Some of their golf courses have cultural aspects to it, a historical society and foundry museum, culture trails, signage, so people can go in and explore and discover what was there so many years ago. And there's one that has an outdoor classroom for children. They learn about the environment and the different things that are growing there and the different animals that live there. It seems like they're incorporating different purposes within the golf course so that everybody benefits. And I see other revenue sources coming through those areas.
Well, I do too. I think it's more important to create those activities for the people and for the benefits of the community than it is to create them for revenue sources. It's not a new concept. Take a look at the greatest golf course in the world, St. Andrews in Scotland. That's owned by the village trust of the town of St. Andrews, and it's for the benefit of the people of the town. And because of that, they decide that the golf course isn't even open on Sunday, and so it's a walking park for dogs and picnics and everything else. St. Andrews is on Sundays. That's the decision they made. Does that work in America? Not necessarily. Because, you know, people tend to play a lot of golf on Sundays here because they have weekends off, let's say. But the point is, they looked at what is the best thing for our community and decided to do it. And what people don't understand, I think, is there's already a tremendous amount of that activity going on. If you take a look at Alawife, Alawife is not just a golf course. When you turn off Kapahulu and you go in that entrance, the first thing that you see is the canoe club.
Yes.
and there are canoe club headquarters. And so there's a lot going on there besides just a golf course. And all that's going to happen, you know, in whatever initiative ends up occurring at Alawife is that there's going to be some planning and some foresight. And certainly the more activities that can be created for the site, the better. It's a huge site. Alawife is one of the biggest public golf courses in America. It's 148 acres, which is a gigantic site. The LPGA just played their tournament last week at Wilshire Country Club in L.A., Danielle, which is less than 100 acres.
There you go.
They played a major LPGA with live national television there. So you can see that in the case of Alawife, there is a tremendous amount of space that can be utilized for community activities, which, you know, really is part of the big picture discussion that's going on.
I love it. I love it. We're going to talk next weekend with Mark Rolfing, who, of course, is our man from Hawaii, he's Mr. Hawaii, and he is on Golf Channel. You can see him on Golf Central. You can also hear him at Golf Broadcasts, where he's a commentator and an analyst. That's the voice you hear, Mark Rolfing, president and founder of the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance, very much a affordable public golf arena where two golf courses will be put together. A very exciting time in golf. And just real quick as we close, Mark Rolfing, Tiger Woods, who plugged in this generation into golf, he's back in action. Is it next week and then the Players?
Yeah, he's going to play Wells Fargo this coming week and then Players. And, you know, I spent the better part of 6 weeks all the way through the Masters watching this comeback, Danielle. And I got to tell you, it is real. I will be the first to say I never saw it coming. I'm not as impressed with the 129 mile an hour swing speed as I am with the short game. Coming back from literally what was the case of the yips, chipping the ball you know, not more than 2 years ago in Phoenix. That is very difficult to do. I don't know if I've ever seen a player at that level be able to recover from that, but he has done it. His short game is just phenomenal. But more than anything, he's got a joy back in his face, and he's interacting with the fans and his fellow competitors, and he loves the game, falling in love with it again, and that is a really, really good sign in my mind.
And it seems he's fallen in love with people from and a fresh perspective. It's really good. Mark Rolfing, cancer survivor, MD Anderson, thank you so much for all you've done. A golf analyst, golf commentator, golf channel, and NBC Sports, always a pleasure. We'll continue this conversation next Saturday. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to Ireland. That's right. The Wild Atlantic Way with Phil O'Carroll. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at Claude at Maui School of Golf. Golf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
To the clubhouse now is Phil O'Carroll, Managing Director of Fairways and Fun Days. Yes, the ultimate golf and Ireland experience, a tour operator that brings you the history and winds in with golf and culture and cuisine and sightseeing and shopping and rambling, relaxing, water sports and whiskey tasting, and of course, golf. Yes, so if you are a golfer and you have a non-golfer, there's lots for all of you to do. And what we'd like to do, of course, is put together a group and go to Ireland. The golf and Ireland journey of a lifetime is what we're talking about here. And bringing him into the clubhouse now is Phil O'Carroll. Welcome in.
How are you doing, Danielle? How are you? Thanks for that beautiful introduction. Greetings to all of your listeners here from Ireland. It's a lovely late spring evening here in Ireland, I'm glad to say. Just listening to Mark earlier and talking about alternative uses for golf courses. Unfortunately, we had probably the most severe winter we've had in decades here, so I think we could have put some ski slopes on our golf courses this year, but glad to say we're out the back of it now, so weather has been really good here now.
And I didn't know know what the Wild Atlantic Way was, you know, I can see how it could be, you know, snowy, although on the ocean, you don't usually see that kind of weather. So things are definitely different. We've had 4 months of rain, some of it torrential, and we're getting used to kind of a new weather pattern here in Hawaii as well. But I have the map of Ireland and the Wild Atlantic Way, which stretches from the most northern part of Ireland all the way down to the south. Lahinch down to Westport Golf Club. Absolutely beautiful golf courses. I've got this list, and every one of them, I said, I've heard of that. Old Head, Waterville, Killeen or Killarney, right? Dukes and Tralee and Ballybunion and Doonbeg and Lahinch and Connemara and Westport. I mean, the list is fantastic.
Absolutely. We're very, very fortunate in this country, Danielle. As you mentioned, the Wild Atlantic Way, for any of your listeners that may not have heard of it before, it's, believe it or not, Ireland, it's not a very, very large country, but the Wild Atlantic Way is the longest driving coastal route in the world. And certainly, in my opinion, and I know it's probably not a really impartial opinion, but it's certainly the most spectacular driving route in the world as well. So it stretches, as you say, from the very north coast of Ireland. So it's in around the courses of Ballyliffin, where the Irish Open will be held later this year, right down to, as you mentioned, to Old Head in the south part. So it's a really, really magical part of Ireland. Beautiful place to go, whether you're a golfer or whether you're a non-golfer. Really so much sightseeing and so many great links courses along the route. I suppose if you were focusing on a certain part of it, would be very, very close to my heart. And I suppose if you're picturing Ireland, it would look like a teddy bear sitting, is how we would often describe it to people, and looking at where the teddy bear's arms are all around this area, which is the western part of Ireland. You've got some incredible links courses and parkland courses there, the likes of County Sligo, Enniscrone, Carn, Connemara, Galway Bay, Westport, you know, it's Strandhill, the Enniscrone, the list goes on, Danielle, and it's really a magical part of Ireland if any of your listeners are looking at planning a tour.
It's beautiful. I see the teddy bear because I have the map. If you can get out a map of Ireland, you can see the head at the top and the arms and the little tail on the side here. That's way over on the east side of that little tiny tail. What is that, Wexford?
Wexford, that's right. Yeah, that's right. A lot of people say, Danielle, the only thing that the teddy bear is missing is holding a pint of Guinness in his hand. So...
So when you put together a tour for, let's say, our tour of Ireland, and when we put together the ultimate golf and Ireland experience, how do you do that? How do you decide what we're going to do while we're touring Ireland and playing these gorgeous golf courses?
Yeah, it's a good question, Danielle. I suppose, first and foremost, every one of our tours are customized really to best meet requirements, specific client requirements. So all depending on, you know, the size of the group, whether they're golfers or non-golfers, you know, what your budget is, what you want to get from your tour. And we would always encourage people, you know, that Ireland, it's, you know, of course it's famous for its golf courses, but there's so much more to Ireland other than the great golf courses. So it's really about immersing yourself in Ireland from the time that you arrive until the time that you leave, and, you know, enjoying our great food and our, you know, our famous nightlife and obviously the sightseeing as well. So, you know, it's very, very much about packing as much as you can into a tour for our clients. I suppose what our ethos really with it, Danielle, is that clients can come over to Ireland and concentrate on their golf and concentrate on enjoying Ireland, and we take care of everything else. So, you know, that's right down to accommodation, sightseeing, golf reservations, evening meals. So everything has been prearranged by our dedicated team.
So someone calls you and says, I want to do this and this. I've heard about this golf course, and in fact, I want to play the Tank, is what I'd like to play at Ballyliffin, the par 3 known as the Tank.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
so you can tell them, you can get them all scheduled, and so they're not, I mean, how long does it drive, is the drive from the most northern part of Ireland down to the south?
I mean, if you're going from the north down to the south and you're taking a scenic route, you know, you're going to have to split it really in a, you know, to do it in sort of 2 or 3 days. If you wanted to would you say from Ballyliffin, Danielle, to Old Head? You're looking at about a 7 hour, 7.5 hour drive.
No, really.
So it's I suppose, and again, if clients or if your listeners are thinking of planning a tour to Ireland, it's always, you know, good to call a company like ourselves and discuss, I suppose, what they're looking to do, and we would sort of advise then in relation to logistical arrangements and I suppose what not to do. And there are some pitfalls, you know, in terms of organizing a tour and like that, maybe, you know, that you would try to play a course in the north and then the following day to play a course in the south. And obviously it's just travel arrangements will be a disaster. So that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. And you have, from what I remember, the Tiger Trail, the Rory Route, the Celtic Castles Tour, which of course I'm inclined because I just love castles, and the Tour Pro. So you have some set ones people can choose if they really don't know what they want.
That's right, yeah. We've got 27 different tours, Danielle, ooh, that range from 3 nights right through to 12 nights. And again, you know, each of those can be customized. So say, for instance, if a client would like to add an additional couple of nights or maybe reduce it by a couple of nights, you know, that's what we can do, and we certainly customize everything, you know, to best meet client requirements. And very much, you know, there is a focus again, you know, and it has been, I suppose, a traditional problem for golfers who want to go on vacations is that, you know, what will their non-golfing partner do when they're playing, you know, some of the world's best courses? And that's something that we, you know, we really take care of, and we really look after the non-golfers as well with, you know, with customized activities, you know, depending on what their interests are.
If they want to go shopping. So do you have somebody that goes with your golfers and somebody that will then go with your non-golfers?
Absolutely. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's about really everybody enjoying Ireland, you know, as I said, whether they're golfers or not golfers. And of course, the group then get to, you know, enjoy some of the sightseeing together and also obviously the evening entertainment collectively. So golfers and non-golfers can get to enjoy that together.
And you have somebody there who's giving them, if they have a question, you know, there's a resource always with you.
Absolutely. You've got a tour director 24/7 who's going to be able to guide you and help you out if there are any difficulties or any questions. And I suppose another important point is that, you know, as you mentioned in your introduction, we've been named Ireland's best golf tour operator at the World Golf Awards for the past 2 years. But we also give a price promise on all of our tours, Danielle. So, you know, if any of your listeners are looking at coming to Ireland on a golfing vacation, if they can find it, and this is a challenge for all of your listeners, if they can find any of the tours that we sell at a cheaper price, either in the States or in Ireland, not alone will we match the price, but we'll also give you a 10% refund to enjoy plenty of pints of Guinness and plenty of Jameson whiskies with. So that's as good as it gets, and certainly, you know, our quality won't be beaten. And I know, you know, as you mentioned, we, you know, we certainly pride ourselves on pricing as well and offering the best value tours that are available.
This is Fairways and Fun Days, and you just go online, go to Fairways Fun Days, and you'll see what we're talking about. There's some gorgeous photographs that just show you the lay of the land and the golf courses and how it's something, you know, if you're into, well, Poldark is in England, so not Ireland, but it's the same kind of coastal feel with the grasses and just the ocean, and it's gorgeous. And then I'm looking at this one beautiful old castle, you know. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't imagine that in a drafty castle it would be all that much fun to live, but there's something, of course, so romantic about seeing them, and they're still standing. They're like ancient trees that are still there, right? They're the history of them. They're still with us. And then you think to yourself, well, I don't want to stay in a castle necessarily, but I'm sure there's lots of them that have been made into really beautiful places to stay. But I'm looking at the Camden Court Hotel. Very nice, beautiful golf, beautiful destination, and spacious rooms.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we would work with all of Ireland's, you know, best hotels, Danielle, in terms of 4-star and 5-star hotels. And as you mentioned, there's so many, you know, so many beautiful properties right throughout the country. You know, and in terms of, I suppose, in terms of room sizes, I mean, Irish hotels would certainly be amongst the largest bedrooms and guest rooms in the world. And we really pride ourselves in the tourism industry in Ireland and in the hospitality industry on the welcome that's extended familiar, but certainly clients that have come to Ireland haven't been in Scotland and haven't been in England and, you know, other parts of Europe. The welcome that they enjoy in Ireland is something really, really unique. And I know it's a very, very memorable destination for people to you know, to come to.
No one I've talked to has not enjoyed their trip to Ireland. And Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, he goes every year. And celebrates St. Paddy's Day in Ireland. The ultimate golf and Ireland experience, history, heritage, culture to cuisine, sightseeing to shopping, rambling to relaxing, golf to Guinness, of course, golf. And then there's also water sports. What I couldn't help but wonder, what kind of water sports?
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, Danielle, Ireland is actually one of the go-to destinations for surfers around the world. So, you know, you've obviously heard and you mentioned it in your introduction, Lahinch Golf Club. Lahinch itself is actually a real surfer's paradise. So you've got surfers from all around the world who will gather in Lahinch every year to enjoy surfing. And it's, you know, again, you're right on the Atlantic Ocean there. So it's some of the you know, the most amazing surfing conditions anywhere in the world can be found there. Also, I mean, if you're a novice surfer or novice into water sports, we've got some fantastic facilities throughout the country where people can, you know, learn the basics and maybe, you know, get some experience or improve their technique as well. So there's some, you know, incredible facilities around the island as well.
That's so much fun. Oh, my goodness. So, and if I know a lot of people would not even dream of not taking their own golf clubs to play golf courses in Ireland because it's just one of a, you know, you just may not do it again. So why not do it with your sticks, you know, the ones you're most comfortable with? And then there are people who, you know, just assume not have to lug things around. Do you have all the golf bags,
absolutely,
all that stuff we need?
Absolutely. We would look after all of that. And whether that's in terms of helping people with shipping their own clubs, Danielle, or whether it's organizing for private rental sets for them as soon as they arrive in Ireland and that they would have the same set then right throughout their tour. So there's plenty of options there. We really pride ourselves on offering really, really good customer care as well. So, you know, in terms of helping people out and guiding them with the small parts of their tour. And, you know, it's to us and our team, we're very, very passionate about, you know, making sure that every second of a client's tour in Ireland is very, very special. And to us, I mean, the best marketing tool and the best advertising tool that we can have is from previous clients who have enjoyed the fairways and fun days experience. And, you know, that's what we as a business use to grow. And that's why we, you know, take so much care and put so much emphasis on offering exceptional customer care to all of our clients.
So, and what about the surfboard? Can you get me a surfboard if we're coming over?
Oh, we can. Absolutely. We'd be delighted to arrange it as well. Absolutely.
We're going to need to talk on a more regular basis. Let's do this once a month. Phil O'Carroll, so good to have you on the show. And thank you for being in Ireland and bringing Ireland to us. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much, Danielle. And a warm welcome to all your listeners from Ireland. And certainly if there are any of your listeners that would like any more information in relation to Ireland or golfing in Ireland or general leisure vacations, we've got a toll-free number from the States, which is 800-7799-810. That's 800-7799-810. And we'd be delighted to help any of your listeners and point them in the right direction or help in whatever way that we can.
And there must be a website where they can go to find that number too, right?
That's right. Our website is www.fairwaysandfundays.com. So fairwaysandfundays.com.
Great. And the number is 800-779-9810. We'll talk with Phil again real soon. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to go to Mexico because Diana DeLucia, you know, we've been talking about this fabulous golf kitchen, Punta Mita gastronomic extravaganza and two-day golf tournament. Well, within the golf tournament for 2 days that people were playing, there was the chef's tournament. And it's all about the chefs at Golf Kitchen. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club. aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative
Experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Diana Zalucia is founder and editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen. Golf Kitchen is coffee table books and Golf Kitchen magazine. She is an award-winning food photographer, executive member of the board of directors of the Foreign Press Association, celebrating its 100th anniversary. But we're talking about the inaugural Golf Kitchen Punta Mita in conjunction with St. Regis and Four Seasons, the prestigious culinary and golf event in this very private, but everybody was invited to go, location along the Mexico coastline that is absolutely gorgeous. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle, from Mexico.
Yes. Have you had the most wonderful time for the last 3 days?
Punta Mita Resort is the most beautiful place on the planet. I think you have some competition there, Danielle, in Hawaii.
I'm not surprised that you should say that. I saw the white sand beaches. That's some real beautiful white sand you've got.
It is an unbelievable destination here. I didn't even imagine how beautiful this place could be, and it's just an amazing gem.
So we put together the Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, a culinary extravaganza with a golf tournament, the Golf Kitchen Cup. Is the Golf Kitchen Cup final yet?
No, day two is still in progress. We still have a few hours to go before we find out who the winners are. But yesterday, day one was the chef tournament. As you know, the winner was Doug Blair. Followed by close second, Jose Carles, both from Kiawa Island Club. And everyone at Kiawa Island Club is very, very happy with them. And there was a few people here from Kiawa Island, so I'm sure it was even more exciting for them.
Oh, absolutely. So they came down for Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. So we keep talking about Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. Tell us, what is the structure? How if I go, if I buy a ticket for next year, and you've already got the date, right, for next year?
Correct, yes. The dates are set to 25 to 28 of April next year.
25 to 28 of April, pretty much the same dates for next year. So you want to put yourself over there at Punta Mita, just like Mel Soul would like to. If this wasn't his busiest time of the year, he'd be there. A very famous golf instructor, former professional player. So you can be there. You can go to this fabulous event, and it's actually very affordable when I looked at the prices, because when you're staying, you'll be staying at a Four Seasons or a St. Regis. So fabulous accommodations. I saw a picture of the view from, I think it was a friend of yours, their suite. Absolutely gorgeous.
Although the accommodations, there's nothing that you couldn't want here. Everything is amazing. Like, every single thing is absolutely incredible. The golf is incredible. The food at Golf Kitchen Punta Mita is incredible. The chefs are incredible, coming from Wingsfoot and coming from Kiowa Island, coming from Sabonic, cooking for everybody. We have some guest chefs from Sankaty Head and all over the place. And the members and the guests here are just loving it. The golfers are loving it. They're loving playing with the chefs. They really enjoy it. It's been really successful.
So it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's the golf tournament. It's lounging at the pool if you're not into the golf. It's just whatever you want to do in between time. Until it's time to eat again.
Yeah, it's actually quite funny, everybody, because you know you're really struggling because we have to wake up so early to have this amazing breakfast and everybody's really tired, and then we have to watch the tee off and the guys go out and play after they've been working so hard all night cooking.
Yes, that's rough.
And Doug Blair and Jose Carle, they did such a good job. Doug came in first in the chef playoff, but Glenn Maines was a surprise at Sabonic Golf Club in Southampton, coming in third place there. And he's proved to be a darling and a rising star. So we're really proud of Glenn.
Not just in the kitchen, but on the golf course.
Yes,
rising star. So it was interesting because Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen, go to golfkitchen.com so you can see what I'm talking about. Not only does she have these beautiful coffee table books, and I say books because one is finished and one is in the works, every quarter comes out another Golf Kitchen magazine. And Anthony Giacopanella is on the cover of the new Golf Kitchen. So we've had on the cover... our first one was Rye Waddington. He was on the cover, followed by none other than Gary Player on the cover. And Gary Player was interviewed by Rye, which was so cool. And now Anthony Giacopanella is on the cover of Golf Kitchen magazine. And I just saw the picture of it. So what are some of the things that we'll be reading about if we subscribe to Golf Kitchen?
Oh, the finest, you'll be reading about the finest chefs in the private club industry and the resort industry. You'll get amazing recipes from that you couldn't ordinarily have. And Golf Kitchen Punta Mita is a testament to that. Sabonic, Wingsfoot, and Kiwa Island Club and Sankaty Head Club have put 100% of their time into this project with so much passion. And by the way, these guys are playing golf. And Christy from Wingfoot is cooking nonstop. She's not playing golf, but she's putting her heart and soul into this project. And I'm really proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
And the golfers, it's night and day. It's really hard work, but they're bringing it to the table because we all have a similar passion and a similar goal to bring this to the forefront. And I think we've had a very successful event, as you've seen on social media. And it's not even over yet.
And it's not even over yet. You having the finale dinner this evening?
Yeah, it's been the dinner this evening. We've met some really amazing people from some other golf clubs that are also cooking. And tonight we're having dinner, and the dinner will be cooked from Lalo Palazula, who's an amazing chef from Acapulco, Mexico.
Oh, beautiful. Yes.
And Gaston, who is from Uruguay, and we're really excited. He's really enjoying being a part of the tournament, and we're hoping to be working with him in the future. He's definitely, those two guys are really good chefs, as is Peito Persico, who is the resident executive chef at Punta Mita, where the dinner is being held tonight, and he's just sensational. He's amazing. So I think we've assembled a great group of people for this event and a great destination. And I know the members are really, really excited. The people here are great. They're wearing their Golf Kitchen shirts, their Golf Kitchen hats. The brand's everywhere, and I think it's a great partnership, and I hope we continue to please people.
I'm sure you will. I know you will. You haven't disappointed anyone. When we say members, it sounds so exclusive, but when I say you, I mean you who are not a member, you can get and be a part of this. You can be a part of this Golf Kitchen Cup two-day tournament. You can be a part of the gastronomic extravaganza. You can stay there and just buy your tickets. And I was impressed at the affordability of this journey. By the way, Diana DeLucia, the founder and editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen and the Golf Kitchen Table, coffee table book and the Golf Kitchen magazine, award-winning food photographer. Her pictures are just fantastic. You know, when we take our selfie pictures, not our selfies, but our picture with her. Doesn't this look delicious? You know, when you look at them, you go, God, I just didn't capture it. Well, that's because food photography is actually an art form, and Diana wins awards for her ability to capture that art form. When she went first to Punta Mita in Mexico, it was to discover the flavors of Punta Mita and the flavors of Mexico. And there was a plan for a very special publication that would be Golf Kitchen Mexico, just to feature their culinary, their arts, their cuisine in Mexico. Do you still have that magazine coming out?
Yes, I'm working on it. I'm actually making some arrangements here to feature some other clubs. Like, there are some amazing golf properties in Mexico. And I'll reveal them when I can actually reveal them, because I'm only meeting with people at the moment, and I don't want to confirm anything until I can. As you know, I don't typically say that.
Yes, and we had the great good fortune of getting together. I saw Diana for the first time in a long time at Kohana Iki. Kohana Iki was featured in Golf Kitchen just this last issue, with Gary Player on the cover. And that was a very beautiful portrait, if you will, layout that you did of the whole site. Since I was there with you and seeing the most of it, I didn't get to go to the spa with you. That was the one thing. And the spa that you went to, when you went to the spa treatment at Punta Mita with the tequila and the kitchen, they brought tequila to you while you were having your spa treatment?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Kohana Iki, yes, they like drenched my entire body in tequila, and I thought, what is that going to do to me?
Get you drunk. Skin absorbs everything.
Well, they say tequila makes you lose weight. Have you heard that one?
Oh, no. Really? Do I need to cover tequila all over myself?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they just put that on the headlines, you know, for obvious reasons.
Is it any particular brand?
Yeah, it sounds good, right?
It's
to lose weight.
I'm going to take care of something really quick. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Just in case you're wondering, those are the legal FCC IDs of all the radio stations that you are listening to. You could be in Hilo or KORLYNI is actually for the entire island of Oahu, and Kone's on Lanai City, but you can hear that on the Big Island too. And of course, then we have KPUA in Hilo, because you can't get through the mountains. You have to have a radio station on the Hilo side of the Big Island, known as Hawaii. That's Hawaii Island. A little lesson for anybody listening in Ireland. Hawaii Island is the largest island in the Hawaiian Island archipelago. And on the other side of Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa, they just can't. Nothing gets through those mountains in the way of signals. So that's our radio station there. And KTOH Kalaheo is on Kauai, where they listen on 99.9. And that's fun. That's a country western station, guys. And, you know, there's some really good country western music that's being played. Love to hear you. We're here on the oldies station, 101.1, and it's so much fun. They were playing a great song by the Animals this morning, and it had to do with New Orleans, where, of course, now, Diana, I'm going to ask you for what song would you want played if, you know, you were going to walk on for this golf tournament. Let's say you're playing in the Golf Kitchen Cup next year because you've just decided to really become a golfer. Maybe not. But you've decided to really apply yourself and learn the game. And you're going to now walk onto the first tee and you want a song playing, just like they did this Zurich Classic of New Orleans, the guys who made the cut. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to think about that. And I'm going to just provide you, you know, like Sergio Garcia and Rafa Cabrera Abreu. I love this one. Tina Turner's the best, simply the best. What a cool song, right? Shane Lowry, Patrick Harrington had Beautiful Day by U2. I can get with that. Running with the Devil was Matt Every and Sam Saunders, their choice, by Van Halen. Here I Go Again, White Snake, was Alex Chechka and Ben Crane's choice. KJ Choi and Charlie Wee, Gangnam Style. I mean, so much fun. Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, Chris Kirk, JT Boston. Africa by Toto from Retief Goosen and Tyrone Van Aswegen. So when they were walking on, this music was playing in the background for them, you know, to get them really pumped up. Nobody chose Queen's We Are the Champions. I was kind of surprised. Did I give you enough time to think of what song you'd have playing behind you, Diana?
I already had it in my head.
Oh, ready. Go.
It was Move Along by All American Rejects.
Move Along. I love it. See, everybody's got a song that they'd like to hear when they're, you know, getting ready to go. Oh, how about this one? Jason Day and Ryan Ruffles, since Diana's from Australia, right? They chose Men at Work's Down Under.
Oh, I understand that, but it's kind of broken record when you're an Australian in America.
There's also Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Patrick Reed and Patrick Cantlay. Makes sense. I think they changed that one, though. I think they went with that first and then chose a different one when they heard a different song that they went, oh, no, we want that one. We want that one. That's so much fun. That's called Team Golf, something that's being tried in the United States. Zurich Classic of New Orleans. I'm really excited that it kept the Zurich Classic going even after the major hurricane that destroyed that golf course. And I'm kind of sad that the Houston Open is going away after Harvey did the whole golf course and the whole area in. They just can't find anyone to take over and be the sponsor of the Houston Open. And it's been around for many, many years. And things change. I get it. Firestone. You know the Firestone golf course? I think Tiger Woods has won there, oh, I don't know, seven times. WGC, I mean, it's like one of those you go up and then you come down and then you go up. It has really very little imagination to it. Excuse me. But I always like the idea, we're going to Firestone. This is cool. It's Firestone time. Well, it won't be on the PGA Tour. They're going someplace else for that WGC, and it'll be played on the PGA Champions Tour. Just a little something that dropped into my head while I'm talking with Diana DeLucia. And you are at these gorgeous golf courses, the Pajia and the Pacifico, that were created by none other than Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus designed those golf courses. Are they with that island green? I want to know. There's an island green that Jack Nicklaus created. And we talk about island green. This seriously is an island. It's off the golf course, and you have
it's
to...
It's absolutely, Danielle, it's absolutely stunning. we've watched the golfers get taken out there on boats to finish off the tee. And it's really stunning. It's really unique. But today, the presentation, which I'm really looking forward to, for the first winners of the Golf Kitchen Golf Cup at Punta Mita, will be taking place on the 18th hole at Pacifico. I don't think it overlooks that. I was hoping it was, but yesterday they were playing in that area. I think it's hole three, I do believe. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of social media surrounding that. But we have a party in about an hour and a half, hopefully, when the golfers come in. The scores will continue from yesterday's tournament. And I will promise you to send you the scoreboard as we go.
Oh,
and it's really exciting. We're hoping one of the chef teams wins. It's one of the hopes, but they're doing really well. Jose and Doug were under par yesterday. And hopefully they will continue on with their power. They're hard workers and they're dedicated and they love their golf. And you know, Jose,
I'm impressed. They're under par on those golf courses. And by the way, I was going to say, you don't actually have to hit to the green if you don't feel like it. They will take you over there and you can drop and then go if it's too intimidating. So bottom line is, this is going to be a whole lot of fun next year. And I encourage you to just check out Diana DeLucia's Golf Kitchen, golfkitchen.com. You can subscribe to her magazine there, and you can buy her first beautiful coffee table book. And just let me see if I have the list. Inside that book, Winged Foot, Golf du Palais Royal and the Gold de Lochon, Morocco, Old Waverly Golf Club, Kingston Heath Golf Club, Royal Adelaide, Tradition Golf Club, the K Club in Ireland, Valderrama, Spain, Sabonic, New York, of course, Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill Club and Lodge in Florida, the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and the Emirates Golf Club in Dubai. All of these beautiful, you know, interiors, the golf kitchens. You get to meet and see and get the recipes. Just get inside. And so many of these chefs are such special people. I didn't realize they were such great golfers that they're shooting under par in the Golf Kitchen Golf Cup. Awesome. Diana, thank you for sharing it with us.
You are very welcome, and hopefully you can be here next year.
I'll do my show live. Live from Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. Talk to you
we
soon.
I love you.
Thank you. And I love you. Say hi to everybody, okay?
I will. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to meet somebody who's from down under. He's from Melbourne. Brad Davis is his name. He's the director at Golf Jet. Now, this may be something that you would like to, you know, discover for maybe mom, because Mother's Day's coming. Maybe dad for Dad's Day. This is a really cool little gift, and it would keep on coming. Or you can send it once. It doesn't have to be subscription where it keeps coming every month. Or it can be, you know, something if she or he is a real avid golfer. These are golf balls and hats and towel and tees and a ball marker. All comes to you like the pros. Straight. And you know what I'd like to do right now? Let's see if we can't give away a box of, that's, you know, many sleeves of golf balls. And all you have to be is the ninth caller. That's it. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Nani's looking at me with a quizzical face. She's not sure if we can actually do this. Can we do this, Nani? Is it possible? Okay. Oh, my goodness. That's what I was doing. I was going into rote land. I gave away the wrong number. You know, how are you going to get through that number? And that's not the number. So stop dialing. It's 546-5675. There, see, in unison, we can do this. All right, as long as she's got me steered in the right direction, we're going to be okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837.
2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right, and indeed, we do have a winner. We have a winner of the golf ball giveaway. It just took, 2 minutes to give away a box of golf balls. Isn't that marvelous? We're going to be talking with Brad Davis, director of Golf Jet. They deliver premium golf balls and accessories to your door or your travel destination. So if you're traveling and you don't want to carry a whole bunch of golf balls with you, indeed, you have them sent to you and it comes with your tees, your ball mark, and even has a hat and a, a towel to clean. Those towels come in really handy. I had a friend over in England. A quick story. He created the best ball wiping device, and he did it in his home at his kitchen table, and he was there and with his grandson, and he worked it out so that he would have this like a fiber on the inside that would clean the ball off, and it was easy to put in your pocket so you wouldn't lose a towel, because he couldn't stand losing his towels anymore. It's like, I keep leaving them someplace. So this one just stuck right in his pocket, and he got so successful and was doing such a great job, took on a partner, then everything, the partner just got rid of him. And unfortunately, the partner went away. Now, this little company sits there doing nothing because he can't. So be very careful. I guess the message that this is Pay It Forward Day. Pay It Forward Day, and I'm asking you to pay it forward. And I'm saying that I'm giving you this little story. So be careful who you partner up with. Make sure that you, such a shame. In the old days, just a handshake used to do it. Noah McManus. Noah, you are the winner from Kailua. Yes, I'm going to send you those golf balls. They'll come to you in one of those little boxes, first class priority shipping and all that good stuff. You should have them by the end of the week. I'll take them on down to the post office. So where is Brad? So just Brad Davis is over in Australia. We're going to have to get in touch with Brad. But, let me just tell you some really good news, okay? You heard about Olomana probably in the news. Last week we were talking, of course, about Olomana because there was the big storm that just about, every bunker at Mid-Pacific Country Club had to be redone. They turned into mud. It just got out rid of, the water just came down, flushed out that sand, which is why, of course, Bayview doesn't have very many. They don't have bunkers. They don't bother with the sand because they get washed out all the time. But, of course, Mid-Pacific Country Club, they took care. An amazing job. Jason Amoy, amazing, got all of his people together. He said yesterday on the show, last week on the show, he said that he got over being depressed, and then he got to work. And he had so many people helping him get it all done that they were ready from Monday, Tuesday, where it was disaster. They were picking up tons of garbage, and not just garbage. Trees that had come down and things that had been blown on the golf course. And they were having their on Wednesday pro-am day, and then they had their regular tournament that started on Thursday. The golf course looked fantastic. You'd never know. Olomana having a different experience because so much mud came down from the mountains. 4 inches of mud remains on holes 14 and 3. Until that mud is dried and they can shovel it off, it just can't be moved. They have to wait until it dries. It's the best thing for the root ball of the grass beneath. So it's going to be taking a while for those two holes to get cleared. However, you can play Olomana. Olomana is open for business. I talked with Ed Kageyama. He's not an owner, by the by. He's an employee. He told me that as of yesterday, 11 holes were open for play. The driving range is open. The pro shop is open. Casey Nakama's development center is also open for business. 16 holes will be played, will be open for play by next Friday. So they're going to have 16 open by next Friday. We're going to have to wait on the next two because it's going to take a little while to get those dried out. It's still raining, as if you didn't notice. If you're here in Hawaii, not as much, but certainly in some places, considerable amount of rain coming down. It's like 66 degrees at Volcano on the Big Island, and humidity's at 94%. You think it's going to rain there possibly? Yes. By the way, at Olomana, the restaurant is not open for business yet. So you'll want to bring your snacks and beverages, what have you. So pack your stuff and get over to Olomana because you can go play. So we're going to take a break, see if we can't get in touch with Brad Davis, director of Golf Jet, Melbourne, Australia. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question. What is six times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
Busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837, your experts on call. Here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
So we've been talking a lot about the Zurich Classic of New Orleans because, of course, they're doing the walk-on music, and it's all very fun. And some people that you'd have expected to, Ryan Palmer and Jordan Spieth, everybody expected them to, of course, make the cut. They did not. A lot of guys didn't make the cut. It wasn't easy. But let's go over to the LPGA, and let's hook up with Jessica Korda. Look at this young lady. She comes out of surgery, and she's already won this year, and now she's at the top of the leaderboard. She's 9 under. Annie Park is 8 under. Charlie Hull, I'm just waiting. Charlie, you're going to win 7 under. Here comes Lydia Ko. She's 6 under. Moria Jutanagarn is 5 under. Seong Kim, 5 under. We've got a great leaderboard, and as usual, it looks like the Olympics are being played on the LPGA. And you know what? We're so blessed to have Claude Brousseau, a friend of ours, a friend of the show, because we're not hearing from Down Under. Brad Davis, are you on the line? Do we have Brad Davis coming in? Looks like okay, so we've got Claude Brousseau. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha. You know, we were waiting for Brad, and we weren't sure that he was going to come in. And it looks like, do we have Brad, too? So we have Brad online, too. He's late, but he arrived. But Claude, I just want, we're going to be talking next week extensively. So I want to talk to you right now about your book, because your book is... it's a beautiful book, and it has so many great pictures, and the text that you have in the book is so simple to understand and to follow the instructions on perfecting the short game. Tell us how we can get your book. What is the title?
The title of the book is Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. And you can have it just by going on my website. It's MauiSchoolOfGolf.com, or you can call me directly, 808-870-1422. And Danielle, what you said about the book, it makes me so happy, because I have so many people that when they buy the book and they provide feedback, they say, Claude, most of the golf book that they had purchased before, and it's okay. It's a lot of text and maybe difficult to follow, and after more so difficult to implement when you go in practice. But they say with your book, the picture are fantastic. They're simple. The instruction, we understand it. And so it makes me happy. The other day, again, at the Kahili Golf Course, where I'm at with Maui School of Golf, somebody say, I just bought you a book. And I went and play, and I saved two shots on the front and two shots on the back. So that's make me happy.
Yes, and I'm not surprised. And if you can, get over to the Kahili Course, Maui School of Golf. Of course, Claude Brousseau is a Golf Channel lead coach. So he's part of the Golf Channel umbrella, and he's at Kahili, and it's the Maui School of Golf. And you can get his book and really enjoy learning, and then take it one step at a time as he takes you through the short game process. And you'll find it so simple. For those of you who have thought about getting into the game, don't know what book to get, this is a really good book. And if you're on Maui, you should go check out Claude at Maui School of Golf. Claude, I'll talk to you next week, just about 7:20. We'll be able to talk about the putting tips that you had prepared and everything. And we'll go over to Brad Davis and find out what we can get for Mom and Dad, a possible golf. I think it'd be a great golf gift. You know, when you travel and you don't want to carry a bunch of golf balls, and when you get there, they're expensive, and maybe he can ship you your golf balls, your glove, a ball mark, tees, towel, hat. It just all comes to you. It can come once a month, and it's not that expensive. It's really a very good deal. Claude Brousseau, Kahili Course is where you'll find him, Maui School of Golf. Thank you so much for jumping in at the last minute. I really love you.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. And now let's say aloha to Brad Davis, calling in from Melbourne. It's about, 4:20 your time. Hi, Brad.
Hi. Aloha. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm fine. Did you miss your alarm clock going off?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I was just grappling with a couple of different phone numbers, but glad to reach you and glad to be on, and glad to have a chat.
Yes. Well, I want to chat about Golf Jet. Okay, Golf Jet delivers premium golf balls and accessories to your door or your travel destination, so you don't have to lug them around. They've got two golf balls. Jet 4 is for people with swing speeds of 60 to 100 miles per hour. Jet 3 is for players 95 plus. Jet 4 is a little bit softer, and you get a hat, glove, towels, tee marker, ball marker, in addition to the golf balls. Hey, Brad, this is really sexy. This is such a nice box. I mean, you open up, it's got this really nice paper, and inside is this beautiful glove with the leather, and then you open it up, and it says, Dear Danielle, welcome to Golf Jet, engineered to take your game to the next level. And then you open it has a little ribbon, and open, and there are my golf balls, and there's a tee mark, and there's the T's, the ball mark rather, and the T's. These are beautiful. Where did you get this idea? What led to Golf Jet?
Yeah, thanks for the feedback. We started Golf Jet a few years ago as a basically a mechanism to give everybody that play like a pro feeling. We all are not fortunate enough to be sponsored, but I guess what we wanted to do is create an experience for everybody to feel like a pro. And that's what the box that you have is. And we've got several ways that you can purchase into Golf Jet. One of the popular ways is a membership where every month, and you can pause at any time, but every month we send you out all the products that you need that you just described. And you get that in the mail, and we can send that anywhere you want. And you get new glove, new balls, all of the equipment for about half or a third of what you would normally pay. And that's just the beauty of manufacturing and selling direct a product these days is the value you can create. But it's really about the experience, and it's really also about the wow factor of the quality of the products. We don't make a lot of products. As you said, we've only got a couple of balls, and we haven't got a wide range. It's just about a tight range of really premium products to make you feel like a pro every time you get the box. Also, you can buy on Amazon or on eBay or any of these other online channels. If you prefer to traditionally just buy an individual product, you can do that. But for the full pro treatment, it's the membership all the way.
Excellent. And there are different options, too. You can do a single purchase, as you said. But you can also, the membership, the monthly subscription, and then there's an app so you can keep track of all the different things that you're doing with your clubs. But there's also points that people can accrue toward getting.
Yay.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up. So, yeah, we've got an app as well, which we include as part of the solution. And that's basically like your digital caddy. It's part of that, again, play like a pro experience. And the app does what a lot of golf apps do in that it tracks all of your scores and stuff like that. But there's a couple of special parts. There's a social media component to that. So you can create your own tour, add all your friends in. You can see when other people are playing the course, either at the time that you're playing even. Hey, would they get on the hole in front of me? I need to beat that. Or if they played that day, you can comment and things like that.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, you can earn points just from using the app and sharing and improving your handicap and things like that. And the points are used to redeem against product. And like the airline miles, when you earn enough points, you become a gold or a platinum member. And then the real play like a pro experience kicks in, because we then supply you your Golf Jet membership for a year for free.
That's wonderful. Now, I was mentioning that it could be something for Mother's Day or for Father's Day. Could I go to your website and have it sent once to them to see if they like it, and then turn it into a regular delivery?
Absolutely, yeah. It's as I said, you can go to Amazon, you can go to eBay, you can come to our website. Our website's in Australian dollars, so take about 25% off in the US, so you'll enjoy that one. So, yeah, you can buy a present. All you probably need to know is, are they left-handed, right-handed, what's the glove size, and as you said, what's their swing speed? And you can really easily customize an awesome gift that they're going to love, and they're going to go, hey, this looks really nice, but they're going to play it, and they're going to go, see, this plays really nice. And then, of course, there's a bunch of different ways that they could have that product themselves if they wanted to moving forward. But it's a fantastic gift, and, everyone loves it. And when you order the product, don't forget to leave a message, because we custom inscribe a message in a gold inset card in every single box. So make sure you take advantage of that. Just gives that extra wow factor when you give it as a gift.
Yes, because when they open it up, they'll see the card, and it's got their name on it and the message that you put on. Brad Davis, what's your website?
It's golfjet.com.
Very simple. Golfjet.com. Go there, check it out. Brad Davis, thank you for getting up so early in the morning, Melbourne, Australia, to join us here in the clubhouse, the Golf Club. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible, of course. You know them, and they are fabulous people, these great people at Futura Stone, Creative Plumbing, Rainer Doors, and Claude Brousseau is a frequent contributor to make it possible for us to be on the air. Thank you to Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, whether you're a new build, a renovation, or a repair, does not matter. Call Creative Plumbing. They go down deep into your existing structure, and they find, you know, the trenching they do is magnificent. They reveal the pipes. They determine what's necessary, if they need to be completely redone, if they can be repaired. It's awesome what Creative Plumbing does. Futura Stone, Futura Stone's master craftsmen, they specialize in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, AquaPave on-site stormwater resource control system, interlocking concrete pavers, the Roman stack wall. Yes, Futura Stone, only the best for your building, your home project, your showroom. And Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, but mostly, you know, for your home. Think about that, what you could do for your family when you get home to make sure everybody is secure and inside, and it opens up. They don't have to get out of the car on those rainy days. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club. Thank you for your mana. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.